Hi there, this is Bernard Karis with another episode of My Movember, which is my own personal cancer story from 2013 when I was diagnosed with testicular cancer and I had surgery and chemotherapy. Luckily, I'm completely cancer-free by now. And I do this podcast in support for especially men's health, the Movember Foundation, but everyone who is hit by a serious illness. Today, I want to speak a bit about the checkups. So, after my chemotherapy, I sat down with my oncologist and we worked out a regular checkup regime. And for the first 3 years, these were quarterly checkups. After that, they became semi-annual. And they would entail some kind of diagnostic, sometimes CT scans or ultrasound, and blood tests, and also seeing my urologist for whatever he does, and my oncologist. So, for the first 3 years, every 3 months, I had to schedule 4 different meetings. Either a CT scan or an ultrasound, a blood test, a meeting with my urologist, and a meeting with my oncologist. Well, that's actually a lot of work, and I must say, and I really appreciate it, my doctors were absolutely fantastic about that. They were easy to make an appointment with. They would send me all the documents I would need to do the blood tests and the CT scan or the ultrasound. But still, the bureaucracy behind it and doing that and was tedious. So, a month before the tests were necessary, I would start the process again and I would get the meetings and I would ask them for the notes so that I could get my blood tests and so on. And then I would do the tests and have the meetings. And then there would be peace and quiet for another 2 months until it started all up again. Well, there is these kind of administrative tasks you have to do, and that's probably okay. But the psychological stress of these tests are pretty big and shouldn't be underestimated. Because every 3 months you are reminded that you had cancer, even though you're cancer-free by now. You go through the whole system. For me, a lot of the memories of chemotherapy or so would come back. And it was extremely stressful. Well, moving to a semi-annual schedule actually helps. And what helps even more after 5 years now is that I'm significantly more relaxed about it and not as tense as I used to be before these quarterly checkups. So that has become psychologically much easier. What is interesting though is who actually asks about your checkups. And I was always surprised. So sure, my daughter and her mother would always ask about that and regularly, and some of my closest friends do. My family, for example, never does. And I was sometimes surprised, for example, I had lunch with a lovely former co-worker of mine, and I see her probably once a year or so for lunch. And at any lunch, that would come up, and she would just kind of check in very nicely saying, I hope you're okay, how is your checkup? Well, for me, it is actually important that the people closest to me ask. I find that a very nice gesture. It shouldn't be the focus of any kind of conversation, and it shouldn't be pity or something like that. It's just, you know, a nice thing to know people actually care. So, if you have cancer victims or so around you, do ask them, without beating around the bush, saying, do you have a checkup? Is everything okay? That's it. But it shows that you're caring, and I think it helps patients and in that psychologically difficult moments. So I do encourage you to ask. Thanks so much for listening today. It's a pleasure to talking to you, and I still have a couple of more podcasts coming up. If you have any questions or so, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Also, if you have questions about cancer and support, use the My Movember or the Movember Foundation or the Live Strong Foundation. Speak to others. It is much better to speak about things than just being afraid of it. I hope that you're well and getting well. And thanks so much for listening.